Hello, Irina, everyone. This is Holly, and I'm going to record a reply to Irina's responses to the synonym challenge. So to get ready for dinner, to get washed up, where can I wash up? Correct answers. I notice as I visit others in American culture today that washing your hands before dinner is no longer an automatic mandatory activity for children and or adults many places. When I visit a restaurant or visit someone's home, I ask to use the restroom and wash my hands before I eat almost always, and I'm uncomfortable if I cannot do that. Sometimes we'll use the hand sanitizer. But as a child, I learned that early, and it was drilled into my brothers and I. We would line up by age for our turn to wash up prior to every meal. So part of my curiosity is to ask you, do you wash up before every meal, before every snack? Is hand washing a lost practice? B, to be way past prime, to have no remaining potential. An idiomatic expression is to be washed up, also correct. He's all washed up. Nothing left. Nothing of value left. Faded. C, faded, to be washed out. Yes, if all the color is washed out of a garment, it's faded. Can be applied in many different ways. Also correct, D, a situation where there are no real winners declared, it's a wash. Correct. E, to be indecisive is to be wishy-washy about something, an informal slang or expression. Correct. F, also correct, no ironing needed, wash and wear. Wash and wear garments, also called permanent press. They are permanently pressed, so they don't need ironing. They don't need pressing. G, for the image that I shared, you chose to be washed away by, and this one I would call incorrect and challenge others to suggest a different possibility. So if this picture, photograph, showed a person or a vehicle being washed away by a raging river or a raging flood, then I would say to be washed away by could be a correct answer. But here I would choose a different answer, and I will see if others will, or yourself, Irina, will make suggestions. And you shared an excellent example of using it'll all come out in the wash, and an explanation. In the end, everything will be okay. So if you spill something, literally spill something on your shirt, and it's like, oh no, I've ruined my shirt. But then someone comes along and offers to launder it for you, to wash it for you. And voila, after it is washed, the stain is gone. Everything is okay. And that is the literal meaning of coming out in the wash. But figuratively, idiomatically, it is used to say, at the end, in the end, everything will be okay. So, stop worrying. It'll be okay. At the end, it'll all be all right. All of these problems will come out in the wash. With the question I asked about, is there a typical designated day of the week when many people do their wash? This is a different question than, is there a typical day of the week when many people wash or shower or bathe? And your answer, I think, is related to washing our bodies. But to do your wash in American English means to do your laundry, to wash your clothes and linens. And my question was asking if there is a designated laundry day. Your reference to ancestors washing on Saturdays is true for many, if not all, areas of the world, where it used to be that one day a week would be the day you washed your body. One bath or shower a week. Bathhouses changed that for some people in some places, and bathhouses are gaining in popularity here in the U.S. again now, more for saunas or defoliating your skin or as an experience rather than for cleansing. So interesting confusions and cultural notes to share there. I'm curious about your response about car washing being time-consuming and expensive. Might be another interesting topic to talk more about. Thanks for your responses, and I hope we'll hear from many more Loop members. Bye for now.